My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Outside of Comerica Park, where the Tigers take on the Angels this afternoon in what suddenly feels like a big baseball game, I didn't think we'd get to say that in 2024, but we are getting to say it, and it's real. And people are buying in as our Twitter poll results are reflecting. And those that don't, we had a theme when we read a lot of this feedback earlier on the show. A lot of the feedback, people were waiting. They're waiting to see what happens in the Boston series. So that series is on tap. It would be awfully nice to win this and get to four games back. Boston ahead of the Tigers in a playoff chase, but the Tigers could pass Boston and just continue to reel in the Minnesota Twins. And the Tigers having an easier schedule than the Twins and the Red Sox the rest of the way certainly can help. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Brett. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Doug. How you doing today? How's Comerica?
It's nice.
Are you at the home plate club?
I am not. I am outside of the Comerica entrance, right across from the Fox Theater.
Okay. Hey, well, I'm just wondering, and this is actually kind of broad across the entire station. Did anyone actually watch the Lions game this past week? Did you actually watch it? Because, I mean,
yes.
I know Georgia
I honestly,
FSU. What was that?
Yeah, we were doing the most of the guys at the station, we did the broadcast with the Lions, the alternative broadcast, the Manning cast.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get it out here in South Dakota. And I even forgot about that. But here's what I'm not getting. And I get FSU and Georgia Tech was on, and that was a huge game. I had them both double boxed. I mean, that was a great college game.
Yep.
But how come no one has talked about Jake Fromm until today? I haven't listened to
it
the
came
station
up.
Religiously all week.
Yep. It came up on Monday, actually.
It did? Okay, so I didn't hear. Yep. But all the callers I hear, I haven't heard anyone say anything about it. I think when it comes to Sudfeld, I mean, it was just the fact that he did have the most pro experience. So you're thinking you're going to hear something like that. Hooker definitely looked better. But I'm telling you what, and I think no one really gave him the credit. Fromm was elite. And you're talking if Jake Funk catches that pass at the end of that drive, you're talking about a touchdown. And we're all talking about Jake Fromm. I just think everyone's been outwardly disrespectful, even my boy Valenti. Everyone's been disrespectful, and I don't get why. He's elite. I would trust him to come in, you know, actually over Hooker at this point in time if Goff goes down during a game. Am I saying that I trust him starting? You know, we only saw a drive, and then his second drive he took knees. But still, it's like if he had to come in mid-game, I trust Fromm. He looked elite.
It was the fourth quarter of the final preseason game against guys who aren't in the NFL. And I'm encouraged. I'm intrigued, Brett. But the reason, I mean, I think it's okay to want to see more. I think the biggest reason Jake Fromm is a Detroit Lion today is because he was fine, certainly. He did good things. I think Brad Holmes evaluated him out of Georgia and liked him a lot and got a chance to go get a guy that he wanted to draft at some point. And if Jake Fromm can be the Kurt Warner of this team, great. But I don't think Jake Fromm's getting cracked too at the quarterback spot. If Goff has an injury, I think that second chance goes to Hendon Hooker. I don't dislike Jake Fromm.
He said,
you're questioning why he's not getting talked about.
He said the word elite three times during that call about Jake Fromm. And that's probably three times too many, Doug. Jake Fromm, first of all, Monday, we did actually get a ton of ticket texts on that. Do you remember on Jake Fromm and how, like, hey, he looks like way better than Sudfeld. And I think it's a combination of Sudfeld not looking good at all in the preseason to the fans and Jake Fromm looking competent in his short time here. But we're talking about Jake Fromm. I mean, my God, man. He said elite three times in a third preseason game in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
The Lions like him enough to put him in the practice squad. I don't know what more you can ask for at this point. How much does he want us to talk about Jake Fromm?
I don't know. I think this goes back a little bit to the world that we operate in now, which is, hey, the Lions have a good team. We know a lot about the top of the roster. And so our concerns are centered around depth. And so we spend more time talking about the fourth and fifth wide receiver than we do the first and second wide receiver. And we spend more time talking about the second, third, and fourth quarterback than we do talking about the first quarterback. Because so much is established that these debates come up on the bottom of the roster. I apologize to Brett for not dedicating more airtime to Jake Fromm. And Kang, I don't think we'll let
it happen
again.
Well, I'm not apologizing. I'm not.
We won't let it happen again. We will.
No, you won't.
Make sure. Well, as the producer of the show, everything runs through you. So.
Yeah. I think
you let us down, Kang. I think we swung and missed. We'll try and make sure we get more Jake Fromm discussion in. I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. I'm intrigued because Brad Holmes likes him.
You know, call me Conor McGregor because I apologize for absolutely nothing. If we're talking Fair Jake enough. Fromm during this year, then we're in big trouble.
That's probably the case. But I'm not conceding anything, Ken. I'm not conceding anything.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.